This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To the Alex Jones Show, guest host, Robert Barnes. We're going to be talking more about the Democratic debate, the scandals that have been covered up to date, the scandals that they may not ask about tonight but should, the scandals that were covered up last night. But as part of that, let's discuss one of the other interpretations. Even the New York Times said the Democratic debate exposed how the Democratic Party has moved far to the left. The most conservatives really haven't budged that much in their political opinions over the past 20 to 30 years. They still oppose dumb wars. They still support meaningful borders. They still support protecting independent economic opportunity for the little person, the little guy in the everyday business in this country. But let's go to one of the more interesting statements tonight. We'll go to video number 10 last night. Julian Castro decided that he was not only pro-abortion for as many people as possible. He also was for abortion rights for people who cannot even get pregnant in the first place. Let's go to video excerpt number 10.
As for you, all of you on stage support a woman's right to an abortion. You all support some version of a government health care option. Would your plan cover abortion, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. More than that, everybody in this crowd and watching at home knows that in our country today, a person's right to choose is under assault in places like Missouri, in Alabama, in Georgia. I would appoint judges to the federal bench that understand the precedent of Roe v. Wade and will respect it. And in addition to that, make sure that we fight hard as we transition our healthcare system to one where everybody can get and exercise that.
So you have taxpayer-supported, taxpayer-subsidized, taxpayer-paid-for abortions, even for people who cannot biologically get pregnant. But that wasn't the only crazy statements made last night. You also had Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota, who mostly was nervous most of the evening with her big time on the big stage and not ready for it. Also talking about how when they take your gun away, that's really just a voluntary action. So let's go to video excerpt number 11.
Let me give 30 seconds, Senator Klobuchar, the Iron Range. I'm curious. Gun confiscation, right? If the government is buying back, how do you not have that conversation?
Well, that's not confiscation. You would give them the offer to buy back their gun. But I'll say this. I look at these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick and his deer stand, coming from a proud hunting and fishing state? These proposals don't do that. When I was a prosecutor, I supported the assault weapon ban. When I was in the Senate, I saw those moms from Sandy Hook come and try to advocate for change, and we all failed. And then, now, these Parkland kids from Florida, they started literally a national shift. You know why? It's just like with gay marriage. When kids talk to their parents and their grandparents, they say, I don't understand why we can't put these sensible things in place. They listen. And if we get bested by a bunch of 17-year-olds, it's the best thing
that
ever
happened.
So there you have her. In fact, what was amazing was all the Democratic candidates at different times were asked a very specific question. Would they take away gun rights of ordinary Americans? Would they change the meaning of the Second Amendment by trying to pack the court, as many of them have talked about? Would they try to get the Second Amendment reversed by Department of Justice policies and arguments? Would they respect the Second Amendment rights, and would they extend those to ordinary Americans? And they couldn't answer the question. And instead, they had tried to convince people that buybacks are really just voluntary ways in which to take away people's rights to bear arms. They didn't talk about the the main mechanism that Israel and other countries have used to defend themselves, including defend schools against school shootings, which include the right of teachers to be able to arm and defend themselves. So you had the craziness that took place last night. You had the surprise winners last night. You had the not-so-surprising losers last night. Let's preview the Democratic debates coming up tonight. What scandals will be gone into? Will they talk about Joker Joe and his Me Too moment? Will they talk about the issues related to Ukraine and China? Will they talk about whether or not Joker Joe Biden was involved in selling military secrets to the Chinese? Whether or not his son's connections raise questions of corruption?
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. Men, we are women, we are the humans, we are the planet, we are God's creation, we are the future, not you! Death! Death!
Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We don't fear death!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight!
The most banned network in the world.
Death!
We can have fun, and we can joke, and we can laugh about Clown World and the ridiculous display of ineptitude and incompetency that took place last night and is obviously coming up tonight in round two of the low-energy screeching. But remember, these individuals have been able, working with the Chi-Coms and others, to take control of our nation. And they have a criminal will. So on the surface, we see the evident mental illness, the criminal grasping, and we see these kleptocrats as pathetic, because they are. But they're organized. And they mean business. And you saw the giant tech companies in the last few weeks hype and promote these debates as if it was the second coming of Christ, or the invention of the wheel, or the discovery of fire. And you saw how they concertedly, from Reddit to Google to Facebook, shut anyone down that made any negative comments. And yes, it blew up in their face, because the product sucks. You can't polish a turd. You can't put lipstick on a pig. But they still aren't aware of how they look, or how they come off, or what they're doing. They're still organized, they're still in power, and they're still moving forward against us. That's it. This is double-sided. They are falling apart. They're starting to become self-aware. The entire public worldwide is turning against globalism and leftist victimology. But that's the problem. Now that they're cornered rats and they've destroyed so many civilizations, they're going to try to accelerate Cloward and Piven and bring down the system, because that's their only shot, they believe, at maintaining control. So we are truly in a catch-22. But yes, the no energy, the no crowds, the technical difficulties, the low energy, despite the fact they look like they've been taking amphetamines, almost all of them. This is a great opportunity for everyone, but again, it's also a great danger. Because, as I've just said, they are dug in, and they are backed up by the globalists and by Silicon Valley, who is actively stealing the 2020 election and actively stole the House conservatively in the midterms last year. Well, you've seen them pull out the stops with the fake rape allegations. You've seen them pull out the stops with the Jesse Smollett hoaxes and the Covington kids. You've seen them pull out the stops with me and trying to set me up with child porn. You've seen all of it. And they're just getting started. This isn't a regular time. This is a major global political realignment against the technocracy. And if we don't take it as deadly serious, like cancer, they're going to win. We have all the opportunities on our hands to stop them, but we've got to do it. We need the listeners of this broadcast, who the globalists see as their number one enemy, because you are their enemy, the heart of the resistance worldwide, to understand how important you are, and to redouble your efforts, like modern Paul Revere's, to tell everyone about this broadcast and other broadcasts that tell the truth, and other websites that tell the truth, like DrudgeReport.com and Tucker Carlson and others. This is so critical. We're pro-human. We're anti-offensive war. We're pro-family. We're pro-self-defense. We are the classical liberals. They are the fascist left, and they must be defeated. But only you, aggressively telling the truth, will defeat them. That's why they've demonized me as a psychological inoculation, so people won't be at my side, so that we won't promote each other, so that we'll be ashamed of who we are instead of proud of who we are and how far we've come together. I'm proud of you. Damn proud of you. And I'm proud of the crew at InfoWars and what they put up with and what they go through. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So I salute every single one of you. Back to Robert Barnes and the live global transmission. Don't forget tonight, 7 o'clock Central, part 2 of the giant train wreck derailment that is so horrible and so boring, it's riveting. Back to Robert Barnes.
Glad to be guest hosting with the on the Alex Jones Show here from Austin, Texas. Reviewing the clown world. Even Donald Trump Jr. was using the clown world terminology last night. It was one of his most popular tweets about the Democratic debate. And when you get into what the clown world means, you look into what it unveils. While they're jumping up and down and celebrating the death of the unborn, you basically see them going to such degree that they're going to protect the abortion rights of those who cannot even get pregnant in the first place. And it reminds you of how the left has created sort of a cultish culture around the sort of pagan god of abortion that is discriminatorily, disparately impacting African-American and Latino communities in the United States. So let's, if you look at that sort of broad scale and wholesale, it's happening repeatedly and routinely, and it poses an ongoing and present threat to the well-being of our civil society. And it's why what you do in supporting InfoWars is so critical and so key. You saw last night what happens when the mainstream media gets to control debates. You have conspiracy theorist Rachel Maddow, who promoted one of the most dangerous, one of the most riskiest, one of the most reckless conspiracy theories in American political and media history, and the Russiagate nonsense, get to be one of the questioners on the debate. You have Chuck Todd, whose ideological advocacy has masked any ability to be objective in the media process. You have Lester Holt, who's infamous for spreading fake news of a widespread and wide-scale kind. That's what happens when big corporations and Hollywood industry and cultural value, leftist cultural values, a form of fascism and statism of its own accord, dominate and control the public narrative. That is why what you do here for InfoWars, by supporting the InfoWars store, you are basically seizing the power from the big corporations, from the sort of liberal class elite, and you are giving that power to yourself. You are making sure that you get the news and views you want to have and the news and views you want to share. This is the American experiment applied to the independent free press to create that free press. Because InfoWars is beyond Alex Jones. InfoWars is you, the audience, the public, who make it happen, who make it real. By your independent coverage, you receive news and you make sure others receive news that otherwise wouldn't be told and wouldn't be spread. That's why InfoWars continues its 50% off Save InfoWars sale throughout the entire week for July 4th. By doing so, our American independence, was predicated on the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, the freedom of thought, the freedom of an independent marketplace that supports the ordinary individual's rights. And that can only happen, that can only manifest itself, if by you taking the choice to seize control, give the power to yourself by supporting InfoWars, by basically purchasing things you're going to purchase anyway. I've been a subscriber for some time. The coffee is actually one of the best. I'm a coffee snob, and it's one of the best coffees in the world. But you choose which products you like, and you're choosing products that are highly rated, that have been tested, that people can look at and have almost universally enjoyed, and you decide whether you like it. But in doing so, you seize the power to control what press exists in the United States, what speech exists in the United States. And as we come back after the break, we'll discuss the attempts at big tech to control speech in the same way big media is trying to control narrative. Project Veritas has more whistleblower leaks, more whistleblower reports. What has that led to? More censorship and more suppression. YouTube continues to suppress Project Veritas's report. Google continues to suppress Project Veritas's report. Now you even have Vimeo and Pinterest suppressing various Project Veritas reports. You even have Reddit suppressing Project Veritas reports. So as we come back, we'll discuss the war on big tech, the Google exposed Project Veritas project that was discussed yesterday in Congress, as Congressman Crenshaw and Senator Cruz exposed further Google employees attempting to commit more perjury or evade perjury for their big tech censorship. So come back after the and join the show as we discuss in further how big tech is finally being exposed and we can restore American democracy once and for all with a real independent free press.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The guest host, Robert Barnes, attorney Robert Barnes, on behalf of Alex Jones here on the Alex Jones Show from Austin, Texas, discussing the clown show that took place last night and the clown show that's up again tonight, part two, the sequel. We'll see if it's any better. What happened last night was also interesting in terms of InfoWars had people on the ground there. And typically in a Democratic debate, you're going to have each of the party, each of the candidates. Here you had 10 different candidates just for tonight, 10 more that are up on the stage last night. Usually they're going to have their supporters out and about to get people excited, to talk to local press, to talk to international press, to talk to the bevy of press that's there, to get out their message, to show enthusiasm for their campaign, to show enthusiasm for their candidate, to show enthusiasm for their party and their policies. Yet there was almost nobody there on behalf of any of the Democratic candidates, as they can't gin up any degree of enthusiasm. What they have is what's called in Washington an AstroTurf campaign, where they don't have real grassroots support. They have to lay it down in a fake way. And that's because the Democratic Party has sort of lost touch with a lot of ordinary voters and doesn't get the excitement and enthusiasm that President Trump did. Because that's who's had the biggest, as we said, the surprise winner last night was President Trump himself. Who had the biggest turnout last night for people outside? It was President Trump. He was the one who had the biggest rally of supporters outside the Democratic debates. So not a surprise that that is the case or that it went that way. And that's in part because the Democratic Party has lost touch with the mainstream of the ordinary American voter on issues like abortion. That's how you get Senator Booker trying to win the intersectional prize for the oppression Olympics by saying that not enough talk takes place for transgendered African Americans, who are a tiny, tiny, tiny percent of the entire American electorate. That's how you get people like Julian Castro saying that what we need out there is to have abortion rights for people who can't even get pregnant. Which takes us to the sort of the whole culture and the cult of abortion that is built up around the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party goes to lengths. Last night, Senator Warren refused to say that there was any abortion that she would not approve of, including whether an 8.5 month viable baby that's actually partially born, she wouldn't even say that abortion should be outlawed. And that's the kind of culture and the cult of abortion that has come about in the Margaret Sanger leftist world of the modern day, that's against what a lot of Catholic Democrats believe, against what a lot of evangelical African-American Democrats believe. So let's look at a video that talks about how much the left has come to celebrate and create a cult around abortion. If we can go to video number two on the main list.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them, others believe they're fine in rare cases, and many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Brave 10th Annual Salute to Abortion.
Get out of my behind! Get out of my vagina!
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. That has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How many did I adopt?
I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah. I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ.
No,
sir.
I don't go to Christ.
Fertilized egg is a human being.
Yeah.
Fertilized egg is a human being.
You're a pig.
Because I don't want to have babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
There was a question over here.
Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5 month old babies. And it makes me want to kill people. I'm just being honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some ass. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born. Defiling them, making jokes about them, they're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan, and it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortion and God bless America!
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
It's a culture that just doesn't celebrate life, but it also is a culture that's hypocritical. So, for example, today, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is joined by a range of people questioning various aspects of vaccines, in particular asking questions about whether they're always necessary, whether they're always safe. And what's unique here is that the argument there is, why isn't it, if it's my kid, my child, why isn't it my body, my choice, my kid, my choice? Why does it suddenly become the government's choice? Why does it suddenly become the government can force an invasive aspect into your body, and yet you're supposed to be able to have the choice to remove a life from permanent existence? So there's the inconsistent hypocrisy between how vaccinations are treated in the press and in the public versus how abortions have been celebrated by large parts of the left. And that continues to happen across the Democratic spectrum in ways that actually is not connected to large numbers of Democratic voters. There are a large number. The far left does not dominate in the actual number of Democratic voters. Many African-American voters are culturally conservative and pro-life. Many Latino voters are culturally conservative and pro-life. Many working-class Democratic voters are culturally conservative and pro-life. And yet the abortion mantra has taken over the Democratic Party. So it's not the only thing that's crazy in clown world. There are other aspects of clown world, such as the corruption scandals that have been covered up by the mainstream press. Will they they be discussed tonight? Will they be reviewed tonight? That's the question. We'll get into some of those scandals that the mainstream press does not want to talk about. We'll talk about Joker Joe. We'll talk about China-Ukraine. We'll talk about Kamala Harris and the Lennar Corporation and Nancy Pelosi. We'll talk about all the scandals right as we come back. So come join us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you are are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes, guest hosting for Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Show from Austin, Texas, covering the clown world that was the Democratic debate last night, and then we'll continue again tonight. We'll also be looking at what happened outside the Democratic debate, including how the media covered it or chose to cover up certain aspects, including various scandals that they should be asking about tonight, but the question is whether they will be. But one of the other aspects that happened last night was that the we had reporters on the ground interviewing all kinds of people, including the lieutenant governor of California, other political officials, but and also other media personalities, including, infamously, the Young Turks. InfoWars and Alex Jones has had a history with the Young Turks. The Young Turks recently libeled Alex Jones with false accusations that will be the subject of a potential future lawsuit if they don't take corrective and retractive action. But in addition, the reporters on the ground also ran into the Young Turks. So let's go to that video. I think it's video number two on our new list. That goes into detail what happened when our InfoWars reporters met up with Cenk Uygur and the Young Turks at the Democratic debate last night.
We're doing a show, so I'm tired of disrupting every show we do.
Viewer discretion is advised.
T-Y-T! 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 T-Y-T!
T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T! T-Y-T
Get away from me.
Are you supporting hate speech, Shane?
On YouTube.
We're doing a show, so I'm tired
of supporting fake news,
disrupting every show we do. So if you don't mind, please leave.
Why are you getting in front of me, man? Like, what's wrong?
I'm part of this, and you're not.
You come over that way. I got you.
Why did you lie about Alex Jones, Shane? Why did you lie about Alex Jones?
Who here is genuinely inspired?
Why did you try to act like Alex Jones was sending child porn to Sandy's family? Jake, why is it okay to spread hoaxes saying that Alex Jones was sending child porn to the Sandy Hook parents? Was absolutely not true. Anyone who did their due diligence could have known that, Jake. You call for Alex to be banned, but you spread hoaxes. It's not good for people on the left to be doing fake news, Cenk. He calls for Alex Jones to be banned because he claims Alex spreads hoaxes. hoaxes and fake news, but he spreads hoaxes and fake news. Orange Mad Mad! Orange Mad Mad!
Orange Mad Mad!
Orange Mad Mad!
Orange Mad Mad!
When John Hickenlooper says that Medicare for All is bringing Joseph Stalin back, you are not a progressive!
Nope.
Come in on a number of people who also...
Neither are the Young Turks!
Amy Klobuchar!
The Young Turks are not progressive!
Take a look, we're not gonna...
They're not!
Joe Biden, not gonna do it!
What do you think about all this?
I think it's crazy. I think it's like there's like some Trump people over there, and these people are like crazy too. It's like everyone's crazy. And they're like in a couple of seconds going to be like mad at
you. Are you a TYT?
No, I am a progressive, and the Young Turks are not progressive. They're not.
They're not liberal enough.
They're not. Do you know what the Young Turks, stand for? Armenian genocide. The Young Turks, they name themselves after the Turks who committed Armenian genocide. It's true, look it up. Chuck is bad! Chuck is bad! Chuck is bad! Chuck is bad! Chuck wants censorship! Chuck wants censorship! Chuck wants censorship! Chuck wants censorship! Chuck supports censorship! Chuck supports censorship! He's calling for censorship on the internet.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with censorship?
Yeah.
Why?
I think we should all be censored.
What are you doing here, you bigot?
Just being a bigot, I guess.
I can't believe you're here, you bigot. This guy wants free speech. He's a bigot. Chuck spreads hoaxes. Oh, it's super funny, huh? It's super embarrassing to spread hoaxes claiming Alex Jones was sending child porn to the Sandy Hook lawyers. Any journalist could have done easy research and known that was not true, Anna.
But I thought that was true.
You spread hoaxes and you can't handle being called out for it. Get your sign out of my face. Do all liberals have to have the same opinion, sir?
Does the right to freedom of speech include the right to yell in people's ears?
It does.
Okay.
Do all liberals have to support the Young Turks?
Obviously not. You can watch whoever you want to watch.
Exactly. So I can watch who I want to watch, and I can criticize who I want to watch, can I? Will you acknowledge the Armenian genocide?
I'm not going to talk to you guys. I've acknowledged it on air 1,000 times, so you guys are full of shit. As always.
So then why'd you name your company the Young Turks?
I'm not talking to you guys.
Get what they engaged in.
Okay? You guys are all...
Why do you call for us to be censored?
I'm not calling
for
you.
Can you say free Alex Jones then?
Off.
Is okay, so there you are. Yeah. The truth comes out. The truth comes out. Will you denounce censorship?
Alex Kaepernick.
Will you denounce the censorship of InfoWars?
T-Y-T! 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 T-Y-T!
Will you denounce censorship, Cenk?
I'm really careful about the road, guys.
Will you denounce censorship?
I'm just looking out for you. I'm trying to keep everybody out.
Prove it! Prove we're not telling the truth, Cenk. Denounce censorship!
I got you.
Denounce the censorship of InfoWars! Prove it!
Yelling in my ear, please?
You can move. Denounce it, Cenk! Denounce the censorship of InfoWars and Alex Jones off social media! Prove us wrong! Come on, do it. I already asked him to say free Alex Jones, and he told me to F off. Prove her wrong and denounce it, Chuck. He won't denounce it. He supports censorship, apparently. I gave him opportunity to say free Alex Jones, and he wins it.
Flawless victory.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Would
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul.
Guest host, attorney Robert Barnes here for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show, discussing the clown world debate. And there you had the value of on-the-ground reporters, on-the-ground investigators, on-the-ground journalists, challenging and confronting and contesting the misuse and abuse of power by media members like the Young Turks, by the exposing the fact that there were no real democratic rallies. Even the Young Turks, who were trying to do a special rally for their so-called progressive media network, failed to get many people there present. So about 15, 20 people maybe it appeared from that rally. The same thing in terms of media suppression of what happened. If you'll notice, you saw no coverage of what was happening outside the debate halls by the mainstream press. Why was that? Because the Democratic candidates couldn't even, you know, conjure up 5 or 6 or 7 supporters so that they could even at least create the fiction or the image or the impression of a major rally in support of Democratic candidates. The only people significantly there were Trump supporters, even though this was a Democratic Party debate. That was one of the utilities to having on-the-ground reporting that exposes the truth and advances it directly and honestly. That's only possible because you, the audience, support InfoWars. You are what creates the InfoWars network. You are the one that allows these news and views to be shared to you, but not only you, but to your friends, your family, and to others. You do that by supporting the InfoWars store. That is why Alex has extended throughout the July 4th break the 50% off sale that continues at the InfoWars store, where you can buy products that you like, whatever that is, whether that's coffee, whether that's supplements, whether that's T-shirts, whether that's books, whatever you want. But by doing so, you help support and make real the independent free press, the independent free thought, the independent free speech that the entire American democratic experiment is entirely predicated and premised upon. And that is precisely what the big media and the big tech are trying to collude to stop. So, for example, recently there has been an onslaught by big tech and big media together conspiring between Media Matters and YouTube to suppress the very independent voices you just heard, challenging the Young Turks, exposing democratic flaws in the democratic debates, exposing the lack of attendance of the Democrats outside to rally in support of their own candidates. And for that, we even have a video that goes into great detail on it, where the Media Matters and others are trying to target, to blacklist, defame, censor, shame, limit, restrict the content of news and views that the public can hear and see and witness by trying to get YouTube to remove the channels that simply spread or support or say something positive in any way, shape, or form about the network that you make happen based on your support of InfoWars. So let's go to video excerpt number 4.
I just want to state this again because I don't like talking about myself every day on the show and what's happening, but we're forced to because, as you've seen, we're national news, international news. If they can take us down, they set the precedent to take everyone else down. Media Matters, run by George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator, he said that on 60 Minutes. The news says that's a conspiracy theory.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
George Soros' Media Matters, they created a list of sites that post some of my content on YouTube. And here it is. And most of these I've never even heard of. InfoWars Fans, Grand, Tyranny Crusher, heard of that one. General Shepard, Eric Miller, Max. I mean, I've hardly heard of any of these. Baked Blunts. And they said, oh, look, they're posting his content. Take him down. And YouTube did. I mean, when Media Matters snaps its fingers and says, jump, Google, a $1 trillion company, asked how high. Oh, they were a $1 trillion company. They've lost 130-something billion since it was announced they're going to be breaking up.
We saw Alphabet stock hit an all-time high ahead of its earnings, and now it's dropped about 7% extended hours. For reference, it's wiped about $80 billion off its market value.
If I libel somebody, I can be sued. Fox News can be sued. Your senator-elect, if you libel someone on this show, you can be sued. But Apple cannot be sued. Facebook, Google, the rest. Why should the U.S. government favor those companies in a way that they don't favor my company, for example?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And look, I mean, let's be honest. These tech companies, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they have gotten huge. They have gotten powerful. They have gotten rich on the backs of this special immunity that they get from the federal government, on the back of what's called Section 230. And I think it's time we ask some hard questions. Yes. They're monopolies now. They're very powerful. They appear to be using their power to try and shut down political viewpoints that they don't agree with, usually conservative.
And it says every copycat channel listed has been uploaded in InfoWars content has been removed, and most now showing a message saying they were terminated for a violation of YouTube's terms of service. The channels for InfoWars personalities remain up. So, other people that we sponsor, that are contractors, who already had their own channels, who wanted to do work with us, who go out and do man on the street, great work, never violate YouTube's strict rules.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
Oh, how many?
Thank you.
Weaver and Caitlin Bennett, they are now targeted for deletion. And the bosses of Google over at Media Matters in D.C. are very upset. Liberty Hangout seems to mainly post content from InfoWars personality Caitlin Bennett. No, it's Caitlin Bennett, a journalism graduate's site. A nice young lady. And you don't like her having speech, you want to get rid of her. Millennial Millie. Millie Weaver, known her 8 years. She's been reporting for us off and on as a contractor for 8 years. Never gotten in trouble. They want her banned. Harrison Smith does his own reports for InfoWars. Was up there pre-ban. And, of course, Paul Joseph Watson, he's had that YouTube channel 8 years. 8 years. Never violates all their rules, any of it. They want him gone because they're copycats of me. Now it's not just ban Alex Jones, it's ban anyone that sounds like him. Anybody that doesn't want all the state championships for track to be won by men running against women. Anybody that doesn't want war with Iran. Anybody that's worried about 5G or glyphosate or GMOs or vaccine dangers and liability protection or secret government experimentation. Or anybody that's worried about collapsing borders or anybody that's worried about not having jobs and the Rust Belt. You know, all the really evil stuff I talk about. What a comedy of errors.
That's precisely what everyone is now facing, that is part of the independent free press, free speech, free America, free thought experiment that has been going on for 200 years now, that big tech is taking collusive control with big media to go after people. That was part of what congressional hearings were subject to yesterday. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, sort of made famous because he has the patch over his eye, a veteran of our wars, contested Derek Slater, the Google Global Director of Information Policy. It even sounds like an Orwellian name or something right out of 1984 or The Road to Wigan Pier, any of the great books or texts by Orwell, who probably couldn't even forecast how crazy the modern world would get. Well, what Congressman Crenshaw documented and asked simple basic questions was, how could Google name as Nazis people that are actually Jewish, religiously Jewish, and not only that, they have had victims of the Holocaust, people like Ben Shapiro, people like Dave Rubin, people like Jordan Peterson. He goes, and as he put it, two of these people are Jewish, very religious Jews, and you think they're Nazis. It begs the question, what kind of education do people at Google have that they think religious Jews are Nazis? Many of them, as he noted, had family members killed in the Holocaust. Many of them have been targeted by anti-Semitic elements within the political spectrum. Because isn't it the case, as Congressman Crenshaw went on, that simply conservatives are being identified as Nazis for the purposes of censorship, for the purposes of shaming, and further, for the purposes of promoting illicit violence. As is noted on here, there's a punch of Nazi theme out there, so by identifying someone or calling someone a Nazi, you can effectively encourage and elicit physical violence against them, as has occurred routinely and repeatedly by members of Antifa. So this is what's happening in big tech. But it goes further. Big Tech, Google was exposed by Project Veritas, so how has Big Tech responded? They've colluded. Vimeo has now banned Project Veritas from their site. The Canada is now teaming up with tech, and that's the Canadian government. You know, notice how this headline is written by Reuters. It just says Canada, as if like the whole country is getting together. It says Canada teams up with tech giants to counter extremist content online. Well, how do you define extremist? To give you an example of how vague and obscure that is, and that was one of the main points Congressman Crenshaw made to the Google executives and Google employees yesterday in front of the committee hearing, was these vague terms invite discriminatory application. In the law, we call it void for vagueness doctrine, that when a law is so vague, it allows for disparate and discriminatory inferences and impact by politicians and political officials and executive officials who don't have any meaningful guidelines to go by. What you get is the sort of broad-scale, wide-scale, broad-brush censorship that takes place just by labeling something that sounds scary, sounds dangerous, sounds extremist. That's what big tech is doing, and that's why the White House is holding a social media summit next week and the week after. When we get back, we'll discuss big tech's continuous censorship campaigns against independent press and independent speech, and we'll discuss the scandals the Democrats want to cover up in tonight's scandal at tonight's debate, and what those scandals are and how those scandals can be detailed, and we'll go into some of that detail when you come back on the Alex Jones Show. Guest host, Robert Barnes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.